What about calls to pigs at feeding time? Get them to come in. What do you think about that?
Oh, good. What's wrong, man?
Take a hunk out of it?
Yeah. You took a big hunk out of me. Yeah, boy. Okay. You said a call for pig?
Yeah. You do it again?
Oh, hold a minute.
Yeah. Calls to pigs. They'll come in feed time.
I've heard the terminology goes, what, suey or something like that? No? Or is that to make them leave or is that to make them come in?
I don't know. I just asked the question.
One of the two. I've heard that term used for pig.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What about sheep? Anything?
No.
What about, what do you call to chickens when the person's feeding them?
A call to chickens?
Or maybe something you say when you're feeding them.
I don't know.
You ever heard anybody say chick, chick, chick?
Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Okay. All right, if you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to, or I need to do what to my horses?
Harness my horses.
Harness the horses, okay.
Sell my horses.
Okay. If a person is plowing, what do you call those things that he guides the mules with?
Those are reins.
What about if you're driving a buggy? Would you call them the same thing?
Same thing.
The reins. And if you're riding a horse, they're the same thing?
The same thing.
Okay. What do you put your feet in when you're riding a horse?
Stirrup.
If you have two horses that are hitched to a wagon, is there any particular name that you'd have for the horse on the left?
I don't think so, unless, well, it seems like the term lead horse comes in some way, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about the horse on the right, anything?
I don't know, unless he's going to follow.
Okay. All right, if something, you're trying to point out something that's not near at hand, you would say, oh, it's not here, it's just a little... Or it's not far.
It's not far away, right.
Okay, it's not far away. All right, if you've been traveling and you haven't yet finished your journey, you might say that you had a, before dark, you had a...
Said, I've been traveling.
Mm-hmm. And you're not finished.
Uh-huh.
You might say that you had a to go before dark.
A few miles ago before dark, okay.
Okay. And if something is very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about...
Any place.
Okay. If a person slipped down and he fell in that direction, you say he fell
backwards.
And the other direction.
Forward.
Okay. If somebody asked you if you had caught any fish, and if you didn't, you would say, what? No.
No, I didn't catch any.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say, if there are no fish caught at all, describe that by saying nary a one?
I've heard nary a one, right.
Would an older person be more likely to say something like that?
Right.
If a schoolboy might say of a teacher who has been scolding him, well, why is she blaming me? I
haven't done anything.
Okay. What about if somebody apologizes for breaking your rake, you might say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Okay. Well, you said I didn't like the rake. I didn't like it anyway. Okay.
Okay. All right. What about if you see a child who's crying, you ask him why, you might say, well, my friend was eating candy and he didn't give me.
Any.
Okay. All right. Talking about the probability, well, if you know a child who's spoiled now,